Posloucháte testovací nahrávku pro ověření funkčnosti přehrávače. Hlasitost můžete upravovat tlačítkem plus a minus na boku přístroje. Tlačítko plus hlasitost přidává, tlačítko minus hlasitost ubírá. Nyní poslech zastavte krátkým stisknutím kulatého tlačítka umístěného vedle displeje. Stejným tlačítkem posléze poslech opět spustíte. Národní srovnávací zkoušky, školní rok 2016-2017. Anglický jazyk, poslechový oddíl testu. Poslechový oddíl testu je rozdělen do dvou částí. Před poslechem budete mít vždy čas na prohlédnutí příslušných úloh. Každý text je nahrán dvakrát za sebou. Na základě poslechu vyřešte úlohy. Na konci poslechového oddílu budete mít 2 minuty na přepsání svých odpovědí do záznamového archu. Od této chvíle můžete na přehrávači měnit pouze hlasitost. Posouvání či opakování nahrávky není povolené. První část. Nyní máte 1 minutu na to, abyste si prohlédli úlohy 1 až 6. Nyní uslyšíte dvakrát za sebou text k úlohám 1 až 6.
The bride glided down the aisle in a long white dress before vows were exchanged with the groom and their union was sealed with a kiss. This may sound like a conventional Japanese wedding, aside from one crucial difference. The bride and the groom were robots. Japan's first robot wedding, during which John, the groom, tied the knot with his humanoid robot bride Yukirin, has recently taken place in Tokyo. John, a chunky red and silver robot wearing a black bow tie, extended a silver disc embroidered with 2,918 crystals from his mouth in order to plant an awkward kiss on Yukirin, dressed in a white dress with a large grey silk bow. The wedding, officiated by Pepper, the recently launched SoftBank robot able to interpret emotions, took place in front of 260 guests, who had earlier received invitations with an image of the robot couple encased in a heart. After the couple were married, the wedding party began, complete with robot dance performances, a buffet, and a tiered white cake strewn with pink petals. The wedding was the brainchild of Maiwa Denki, an avant-garde technology-focused art group, and took place on Saturday, the 5th of July. Bearing in mind its status as a nation famed for its love of Western-style weddings as well as robotics, it's perhaps little surprise that Japan became the first to bring the two together by staging such an event. 5 years ago, a 4-foot humanoid robot called iFairy conducted a real-life wedding ceremony for a human couple in Tokyo, which was also the first event of its kind.
Nyní si poslechněte text ještě jednou.
The bride glided down the aisle in a long white dress before vows were exchanged with the groom and their union was sealed with a kiss. This may sound like a conventional Japanese wedding, aside from one crucial difference. The bride and the groom were robots. Japan's first robot wedding, during which John, the groom, tied the knot with his humanoid robot bride Yukirin, has recently taken place in Tokyo. John, a chunky red and silver robot wearing a black bow tie, extended a silver disc embroidered with 2,918 crystals from his mouth in order to plant an awkward kiss on Yukirin, dressed in a white dress with a large grey silk bow. The wedding, officiated by Pepper, the recently launched SoftBank robot able to interpret emotions, took place in front of 260 guests, who had earlier received invitations with an image of the robot couple encased in a heart. After the couple were married, the wedding party began, complete with robot dance performances, a buffet, and a tiered white cake strewn with pink petals. The wedding was the brainchild of Maiwa Denki, an avant-garde technology-focused art group, and took place on Saturday, the 5th of July. Bearing in mind its status as a nation famed for its love of Western-style weddings as well as robotics, it's perhaps little surprise that Japan became the first to bring the two together by staging such an event. 5 years ago, a 4-foot humanoid robot called iFairy conducted a real-life wedding ceremony for a human couple in Tokyo, which was also the first event of its kind.
Nyní máte jednu minutu na řešení úloh 1 až 6. Druhá část. Nyní uslyšíte 6 krátkých, nesouvisejících úryvků. Ke každému z nich se vztahuje právě jedna úloha. Každý úryvek je nahrán 2x za sebou. Nyní máte 20 sekund na to, abyste si prohlédli úlohu 7.
Hey, Jane, what age do you have to be in Canada to drive?
Well, Mark, it used to be 16, but it recently got pushed up to 18.
Really? In the US, many families live in remote areas, so it's pretty much necessary that their kids learn to drive when they are 14 or 15. That is also why the legal driving age is so low in some states.
That seems a little too low to me. Psychological tests have shown that only people who are at least 18 are really mentally prepared for driving.
Well, for some families, letting young kids drive is not a matter of choice, but a matter of necessity, you know.
Yeah, I can see why, but I'm still uneasy with the idea.
Hey, Jane, what age do you have to be in Canada to drive?
Well, Mark, it used to be 16, but it recently got pushed up to 18.
Really? In the US, many families live in remote areas, so it's pretty much necessary that their kids learn to drive when they are 14 or 15. That is also why the legal driving age is so low in some states.
That seems a little too low to me. Psychological tests have shown that only people who are at least 18 are really mentally prepared for driving.
Well, for some families, letting young kids drive is not a matter of choice, but a matter of necessity, you know.
Yeah, I can see why, but I'm still uneasy with the idea.
Nyní máte 20 sekund na to, abyste si prohlédli úlohu 8.
A Vietnamese villager raised two black bears as pet dogs, thinking they were cute black puppies. The pair of protected animals were bought by Mr. Wang 2 years ago. Wang said that he thought they were dogs while he was buying them. The bears were apparently lively, not fussy about the food they ate, and friendly to people, leading their owner to remain clueless. But later, the bears began to behave oddly, according to Wang, occasionally catching and eating chickens. Wang therefore alerted the authorities about the bears, who were then sent to a wildlife rescue center. A Vietnamese villager raised two black bears as pet dogs, thinking they were cute black puppies. The pair of protected animals were bought by Mr. Wang 2 years ago. Wang said that he thought they were dogs while he was buying them. The bears were apparently lively, not fussy about the food they ate, and friendly to people, leading their owner to remain clueless. But later, the bears began to behave oddly, according to Wang, occasionally catching and eating chickens. Wang therefore alerted the authorities about the bears, who were then sent to a wildlife rescue center.
Nyní máte 20 sekund na to, abyste si prohlédli úlohu 9.
Julie, when and how did you become a writer?
I've been writing for about 35 years now, and my first book for children came about as a result of a game that I was playing with my children, and the game was about a dare. If you lost the game, you had to pay a forfeit. And I was the first to lose the game, and my eldest daughter said, "Write us a story as a forfeit." And I thought, I might be able to do that. I could write 2 pages like an Aesop's fable or something, a tiny piece. And then I thought, no, I want to write something longer than a few pages. I had a new stepdaughter at that time, and I thought maybe it would be something that would help us bond. And so I began writing.
Julie, when and how did you become a writer?
I've been writing for about 35 years now. And my first book for children came about as a result of a game that I was playing with my children, and the game was about a dare. If you lost the game, you had to pay a forfeit. And I was the first to lose the game, and my eldest daughter said, "Write us a story as a forfeit." And I thought, I might be able to do that. I could write 2 pages like an Aesop's fable or something, a tiny piece. And then I thought, no, I want to write something longer than a few pages. I had a new stepdaughter at that time, and I thought maybe it would be something that would help us bond. And so I began writing.
Nyní máte 20 sekund na to, abyste si prohlédli úlohu 10.
Police in one Chinese city have come up with a novel way of tackling jaywalkers, making them wear green hats. Those caught disobeying traffic signals can choose to either pay a fine or don a green vest and hat and help the police in stopping other offenders. Officers in Shenzhen in the southern Guangdong province began the new initiative this month to try to cut the number of pedestrians who dodge traffic on the city's busy roads. But they've been facing some resistance to the colour of the headgear, because in Chinese culture, the expression "wearing a green hat" signifies that a man's wife has cheated on him. Police in one Chinese city have come up with a novel way of tackling jaywalkers, making them wear green hats. Those caught disobeying traffic signals can choose to either pay a fine or don a green vest and hat and help the police in stopping other offenders. Officers in Shenzhen in the southern Guangdong province began the new initiative this month to try to cut the number of pedestrians who dodge traffic on the city's busy roads. But they've been facing some resistance to the colour of the headgear, because in Chinese culture, the expression wearing a green hat signifies that a man's wife has cheated on him.
Nyní máte 20 sekund na to, abyste si prohlédli úlohu 11.
Eighty people gathered on a major shopping street in Beijing's business district to take part in the international Space Out competition. Their challenge was to sit still, oblivious to the distractions of their surroundings, for 2 hours. Music and smartphones were forbidden, of course, as were any large or sudden movements. Contestants' composure wasn't just observed externally, though. They also had to keep a steady heart rate, which was checked by a group of volunteers. First held in the South Korean capital Seoul in 2014, the competition is now an annual affair. 80 people gathered on a major shopping street in Beijing's business district to take part in the international Space Out competition. Their challenge was to sit still, oblivious to the distractions of their surroundings, for 2 hours. Music and smartphones were forbidden, of course, as were any large or sudden movements. Contestants' composure wasn't just observed externally, though. They also had to keep a steady heart rate, which was checked by a group of volunteers. First held in the South Korean capital Seoul in 2014, the competition is now an annual affair.
Nyní máte 20 sekund na to, abyste si prohlédli úlohu 12.
About 5,000 sheep died this spring in Iceland, with the northern and western regions worst affected. Veterinarians now think that sulphur emitted during a recent volcanic eruption is to blame, as it could have contaminated vegetation and caused malnutrition in the sheep. The huge eruption lasted for 6 months and released millions of tons of sulphur dioxide into the atmosphere. There have been other theories surrounding what might have caused the deaths, including cold weather and poor quality hay, but none of them has been confirmed. About 5,000 sheep died this spring in Iceland, with the northern and western regions worst affected. Veterinarians now think that sulphur emitted during a recent volcanic eruption is to blame, as it could have contaminated vegetation and caused malnutrition in the sheep. The huge eruption lasted for 6 months and released millions of tons of sulphur dioxide into the atmosphere. There have been other theories surrounding what might have caused the deaths, including cold weather and poor quality hay, but none of them has been confirmed.
Nyní máte 2 minuty na přepsání svých odpovědí do záznamového archu. Konec poslechového oddílu testu.